Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio and Christian Talk Radio Live here at Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Marisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study on ED, study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and there a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, live, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. That is www.christiantalkradio.website. So you can listen to all of the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to podcast. Also, you can look at my YouTube channel and listen to the Bible studies that I have done they've been there for a minute. But you can listen to the Bible studies, the Word of God. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the word of God to show yourself approved, not unto man, but unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to ashamed, but to rightly divide the word of truth. So we know that the word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters. That's why it's up to us to rightly divide it. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis. I try to rightly divide the word truth. Now, in order to rightly divide the word of truth, and you must study the word. I say you must study it, not just read it, but study it, my brothers and my sisters. See, anybody can write a sermon. Anybody can write a sermon. But not many can tell you the truth of the word of God. They can write a sermon, but they can't tell you the truth of the word of God. See? Because the Holy Spirit is the one that gives you the truth. See? Only the Holy Spirit. It's not what you say. See? That's where we got it twisted. It's not what you say. It's what the word of God says. The word who became flesh and walked among us. That's the word I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit, our helper, our comforter, that's what I'm talking about. See? So if you don't have a word and you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you can't tell the truth. That's why so many, the Bible calls it fabrication. The Bible calls it, you know, people that fabricate, people. It's not real what they're saying. It's a fabrication. You know, people that will tell you what you want to hear, that's the kind of stuff we got out there today. We got folks that are telling you what you want to hear and calling themselves prophets and prophetess, but they don't even know what a prophet and a prophetess really is. They're just saying that to get your attention so you can read what they're putting out there, but they really don't understand what a prophet and a prophetess is. I see so many people out here on social media, especially on LinkedIn and on Facebook, saying, well, I'm a prophetess. I'm a prophet. Oh, really? Oh, really? So you can't call yourself into that office of a prophet or prophetess. That is a divine calling. And you can't call yourself into the office of a prophet or prophetess. That is a divine calling from God. So you got folks out there now just, I'm a prophet, I'm a prophetess. And they just throwing stuff out there. And most of the stuff that they throw out there on Facebook and social media, and they have anything to do, for real, with the word of God. It's got something to do with them lifting themselves up and telling folks what they want to hear, but it has nothing to do with the truth of the word of God. And that's why I stopped dealing with a lot of social media. You know, I don't fool with LinkedIn for real. You might see my profile out there, but I don't really fool with LinkedIn. Because LinkedIn has a lot of folks out on there that are not true to their calling. So I don't fool with LinkedIn. That's why you don't see me posting out there anymore. That's why you don't see me sharing anything out there on LinkedIn. Because LinkedIn is a lot of fake and phony folk out there. Well, if you're on LinkedIn, then if it doesn't apply to you, then it does not. But what I'm saying is that I don't fool with it anymore because of that. Well, you got a lot of fake and phony folk out here on Facebook too, so you know, can't leave that out. I said we can't leave that out. See, social media is okay, but it's not real. I think social media is okay, but it's not real. You see a lot of people on social media, they're not real. You know, they're faking it. And because you're behind a computer and because nobody knows for real who you are, you can fake it on social media. You know what I'm saying? And then you pay so much money, especially to places like Facebook, and that's you can buy you some buy us, you know, you can buy you some likes, you know. So, so what you've done is you made something fake. Okay. And folks follow fake stuff because folks will follow a lie quicker than they will the truth. I said folks will follow a lie quicker than they will the truth. So the only reason I'm out there really for real is that I want to show the devil that he can't make me stop doing what I'm doing, and that is putting the word of God out there. Because you got so many folks that they're concerned about what people think about them, and they won't tell the truth of the word of God because they might offend somebody. If you really are for real, you don't care if folks get offended by what you say. As long as you're telling the truth, okay? As long as you're telling the truth. But if you're out there faking it, and you're out there trying to get some likes, then you do. You care about what folks think. Because you're being shaped by folk. You're not being shaped by the word of God. You're not being shaped by Father God. But see, Father God could care less about folks liking what he puts in his heart. He cares less about that. He could care less about what folks think about this Bible. That's not why he wrote it. He did not write the Bible based on whether he was going to like it or not. Okay. I said he didn't write it based on whether you were going to like it or not. That was not Father God's reason for writing the word. The Bible comes to correct, rebuke, and it comes to teach you the righteous way of living. That's what it comes to do. If you don't want to be corrected, you don't want to be rebuked, you don't want to be taught the righteous way, then you don't want the word of God. I don't know what you want, but it's not the word. And also, it's out there, I'm a prophet, as I'm a prophet. You don't even know what the calling is of a prophet and a prophetess. And you can go out there and throw some scriptures out there that you think people don't like. You won't say anything that's going to make somebody, you know, think about their ways and what they're doing. You're too busy trying to get likes that you call yourself a prophetess. And you're so far from a prophetess, the calling of a prophetess is not even saying. Anybody that knows and has been in the presence of a true prophet or prophetess knows real when they see real. Okay. And they know a fake when they see a fake. Okay. You might think that you're fooling the masses, and you might be fooling the masses, but you're not fooling the real folks that know who a prophet and a full prophet is and the calling of Father God truly is. I don't call myself a prophetess. You've never heard me say that I'm a prophetess because that's not what my calling is. My calling is to get the word of Father God out. That's what my calling is. Okay. That's what my calling is. I know where I am. I know where Father God put me at, and I know why he put me there. Okay. So I don't call myself a prophetess or a prophet. I don't call myself those things because that's not what I am. That's not the office that I am. And now, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, to tell you these things. Because some people are leading you wrong, and you need to know who they are. And if you don't know, you need to pray about it so you can stop being led by fake folk. That's what I'm telling you. You can stop being led by fake folk. The Bible says in Isaiah, and I want to talk to you about Isaiah 40. Father God says in Isaiah 40 and 26, he says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, you have created these things that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one shall. The Bible goes on to say,
Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? The Bible asks the question, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? See, Father God, he's the creator of all things. The Bible says, God, everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth, the young folk, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. I want you to get this. The Bible says that Father God gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Bible says, and I talked about this last night on Christian Talk Radio Facebook page. The Bible says, patience and endure. The Bible says, be patient and endure. But folks don't want to hear that today, because people today are not patient. They're not patient, and they won't, or they do not want to endure. You know, this is a microwave generation, you know, and folks don't want to wait on us. I said, folks don't want to wait on anything. They don't want to wait. They don't want to be patient. They don't want to wait. And they don't want to be patient. They don't want to wait. And they don't want to be patient. Because we have a generation of folks that are microwave. I call it the microwave generation. You know what a microwave does? A quick, quick thing, quick. Microwave food don't necessarily taste good, in my opinion. But it's cooked fast. Okay. But I would rather have a meal cooked on the stove that's cooked good, and it tastes good. It took their time. It's like with grandmother and mother used to do. They used to take their time. Sometimes it took them all day to cook a meal. But that meal was good. Okay. They didn't have a frozen meal where you throw it in the microwave and then it cooks and you eat it after that. They didn't have a microwave meal. What they did is they went and they got fresh food, and they cooked it just about all day. But when they finished cooking, you had a good, good, good meal. The Bible says in James 5:8, you also must be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. You must also be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. And then it uses an example of the farmer patiently waiting on his crop. And then the Bible says, you must also be patient. Be patient, the Bible says. Be patient then, my friends, until the Lord comes. See how patient that the farmers are as they wait for their land to produce precious crop. They wait patiently for the autumn and the spring rain. How do they wait? They wait patiently because the farmer knows that the crop is going to come. But he knows that he planted seeds and he's got to wait until the climate gets just right for those seeds to start producing a crop. So the farmer waits patiently for the autumn and the spring rain. I said the farmer waits patiently for the autumn and the spring rain. You must also, my brothers and my sisters, be patient. You must also be patient, and not only patient, but you must endure. See, you must be patient. And you must endure. And I know a lot of people don't want to be patient, and a lot of folks definitely don't want to endure. But my brothers and my sisters, you got to be patient and you got to endure. Keep your hopes high, the Bible says, for the day of the Lord's coming is near. Do not complain against one another, so that God will not judge you. The judge is near and he's ready to appear. The Bible goes on to say, my friends, remember in the name of the Lord, take them as an example of patient endurance under suffering. See, people don't want to be patient, you know. You got to be patient. You got to wait. You got to wait your turn. You got to wait and you got to be patient. You got to endure. Everything might not happen just like you want it to. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything. It might not be your time. It might not be your season right now. It might be somebody else's time. It might be somebody else's season. But you got to wait on the Lord. You got to be patient. You got to endure. And you got to wait on Father God. The Bible says, remember, you know, the Bible always puts us in remembrance. It says, remember the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Take them as an example of suffering. We call them happy, the Bible says. We call them happy because they endured. We don't want to endure anything anymore. We got to learn how to endure. We got to learn how to endure things and be patient and wait. Patience and endurance. Patience plus endurance equals wait. So you got to learn how to wait on the Lord. The Bible says, remember Job? Job endured. You've heard, the Bible says you've heard of Job's patience, and you know how the Lord provided for him in the end. For the Lord is full of mercy and compassion. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. But he the Bible puts us in remembrance of Job, because Job went through hell and high water. Job had it bad. We think we got it bad. We think some of us have had it bad because we lost jobs, we lost our houses, or whatever. But Job lost 7 children in the same day. Job lost everything that he had in the same day. And Father God allowed it. The reason he allowed it is because Satan came and asked. One day Satan came, the Bible says, and he came to ask Father God a question. But Father God had a question for him. He says, "Where have you been, Satan?" And Satan says, "I have been in, up and down, and in and out, roaming around the earth." And newsflash, my brothers and my sisters, Satan is still up and down, in and out, roaming around the earth. He's still doing that. But at this time, he has got, he told God, said, "You know, you've been good to Job. You've given Job everything that he has wanted and more." But he says, "If you allow me to take everything from Job, then Job is going to curse you." Okay. And Father God says, "Job is a good man. Job has worshipped me. Yes. Job has done everything right." He says, "I will allow you to go after Job and tell him, but you cannot take Job's life." So Father God allowed that to happen. But Job won in the end. Job lost everything he had. And Job made this statement: "Naked I came into the world, and naked I will leave here. I came in here with nothing, no possessions, and I'm going to leave here with nothing, no possessions." And then he went on to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." He still gave Father God the glory, even though he had lost 7 of his children on the same day. He had lost all that he had on the same day. See, because he was a very rich man. And he lost everything he had. Because, see, Father God had been good to Job, because Job was a righteous man. But he lost everything he had. He still said, "Naked that I came into the world, and naked I'm going to leave this world. I came in here with nothing, and I'm going to leave with nothing. And I'm going to bless the name of the Lord." How many of you all can say that? I'm going to say it to you, Rachel. How many of you all can make that statement so right? That tells you the heart of a man. And we can make that type of speech. It tells you a lot about a man if you can make that type of speech. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday, same time and same place. You can listen to Christian Talk Radio live all day long. Just go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.com.